Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. Starting from the mid-90s, a rather unusual and distinct game series emerged, featuring turn-based warfare and earthworms. I'm talking about the game series Worms, of course. All games in the Worms series are developed and self-published by Team 17, a development studio based in England, specifically Wakefield. To this day, there are still new games in the Worms series being released, but I'd like to bring attention to arguably the most influential game in the series that laid the foundation of quality for the later titles, Worms Armageddon. Worms Armageddon is the third game in the Worms series, releasing on Windows computers in 1999, but also on PlayStation, Sega Dreamcast, Nintendo 64, and even on the Nintendo Game Boy Color in 2000. For those unfamiliar with games in the Worms series, they typically take place on 2D cartoony environments with various themes, and are typically teams of 2 to 4 worms who carefully traverse the quirky battlefield to stay hidden from enemy worms' attacks, and to get a good position to strike at their foes in turn-based combat. So, how do the worms fight each other? Using military weapons, of course. Like bazookas, shotguns, Uzis, grenades, landmines, and airstrikes. But rest assured, the games keep a light-hearted slapstick tone despite this, as there is no blood, mainly cartoon physics, strange bonus weapons like a banana bomb, a super sheep, a falling donkey statue, and the holy hand grenade, and lots of humorous chatter from the worms themselves, which have voice banks that can be chosen across various options, from languages to archetypal characters. Along with introducing many new weapons, map themes, and worm voice banks in the series, what made Worms Armageddon stand out is that it offered an extensive mission mode, plenty of multiplayer game choices, and in-depth customization for your teams of worms, match types, and even a custom level generator. Rather surprisingly, Worms Armageddon is still updated to this day despite being decades old, but that's likely due to the game maintaining a dedicated community. But rather confusingly, there was a later game in the Worms series that released on the Xbox Live Arcade and PlayStation Store, known as Worms 2 Armageddon, which was a sequel to Worms, a port of another title, but not the first one, on those platforms. And perhaps to avoid confusion with the original Worms Armageddon, this title was renamed to Worms Reloaded when it was ported over to Windows computers. And because of this, I was in for a shock when I first discovered that Worms Armageddon on PC and Worms 2 Armageddon on console stores were not the same game. It was quite the revelation. Join me again next time.